little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Okay, well, let's crack on with palpitations as a presentation. So I'm now a patient who's presenting with an awareness of my heartbeat. Perhaps you're the doctor now who's asking me some red flag questions related to palpitations.
Yes, okay. Well, thanks for coming in today. It does sound as if you've had something different going on there with your heartbeat, and we'll get to the bottom of it. But before we go any further, I think it's important for me just to ask you some quite specific questions about what you've noticed. So can you tell me, when do these episodes occur?
It's usually when I'm at rest, when I'm kind of focusing on myself, I guess, or when I'm kind of worried that I'm aware of my heartbeat. So when there's not much else going on, really, Doctor.
Okay, so when you're not distracted by something. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, has it ever happened when you've been exercising?
Never noticed it, no.
Okay, and have they ever made you feel faint, or actually have you fainted with them?
Never faint. I sometimes feel a bit anxious about it, but never faint.
Okay, and any chest pain with them?
No.
No, okay. So from what the patient's told me this time, the palpitations don't sound too worrying, and you might express that to the patient, and you could discuss possible investigations. So today you've told me about these, what we would call palpitations, and you've had an awareness of your heartbeat at times when you've been at rest, not distracted by anything, and you've admitted you are a bit anxious about them. It sounds to me that because there aren't any of the very worrying features, that we could do a few things to look into them further here in the surgery if you'd want. So one option would be to do an ECG with the nurses. That's a heart tracing that looks at your heart rhythm. And another would be for the nurses to take a few blood tests to just look for problems that sometimes can cause palpitations. How does that sound?
That sounds very sensible, yes.
Okay. I mean, I should point out it is very common for people to have an awareness of their heartbeat at rest, and it's also common to feel quite anxious about it. But the majority of the time, we actually find that there's nothing worrying underneath all of this. You would need to then safety net quite carefully for this patient, of course, because sometimes palpitations are more serious, and that might go like this. So we'll leave it there today and follow. We'll meet again once you've had these tests with the nurse. But if you do find you get palpitations during exercise, if the palpitations give you chest pain, or if the palpitations do make you faint or feel very faint, then I would need you to let me know and we should meet up again.
So with this particular presentation, which is quite a common one, my own personal practice is that I tend to see them just on one occasion. I do offer a follow-up if they want it, but we can sometimes just do that on the telephone if necessary. But if they have completely normal investigations and they, if very deliberately, I've safety netted to make sure that it's not affecting their quality of life and it's not occurring under any red flag conditions, including exercise, then I wouldn't normally see the patient again. So I guess we have to kind of manage a little bit our workload in that context. So here's another slight variant of that presentation. So we're not expecting to find anything, but we did find something on the ECG. So we did a heart tracing because you were fainting, and the ECG shows that there is a problem with the way electricity is conducted within your heart. So it's good news that we've found something, because we can do something about this, but I will need you to see a heart doctor to give you some further advice about how do we stop this from ever causing you any problems. And the vast majority of people with this particular problem don't have any problems. It's also important, whilst you're waiting to see the specialist, that we make sure that you don't take other medication that potentially might cause you any problems with this. Shall I give you that list now? Would you be happy for me to arrange for a cardiologist, a heart doctor, to see you about this?
Yes, yeah. That's fine.
Okay. Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.